Leading our journey today is Deacon Jim Rush, a deacon of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Welcome. We continue with our theme of almsgiving for this third week of Lent. Our Catechism of the Catholic Church describes almsgiving as money or goods given to the poor as an act of penance or fraternal charity. The idea of giving is central to almsgiving as a pillar of spiritual life. But let's think a little outside the box today. Beyond the giving of money, what are we giving our attention to? Are we giving our full attention to God and His commands? Today, our readings point to people with distracted attentions. The prophet Jeremiah tells us the Israelites are suffering from a serious case of hardness of heart. God tells them they will prosper if they only walk in His ways. But they do not listen. Their attention is distracted. In the Gospel from Luke, Jesus addresses the crowd who accuse Him of driving out demons by the power of the devil. The people's attention is distracted. I think we can come up with a list pretty fast of things that distract us from giving our full attention to God and His commands. Let's look at attention from God's point of view. Let's think about how God might be trying to get our attention. It's easy to forget it is God who is always pursuing us. Every act of prayer, fasting, almsgiving is prompted by God. The thing about God is that He doesn't take our lack of attention the same way humans do. When He sets His sights on you, He doesn't give up until He wins your affection. Lent is a perfect opportunity to take a step back and take stock of how God is trying to get your attention. God has many tools at His disposal. His Word in Scripture, the Mass, maybe it's a particular prayer, or you have had a powerful experience at the time the priest elevates the body and blood of Christ. Creation, certainly the gift of God's creation reveals His majesty. Many times, though, He is trying to get our attention through the people and events of our daily lives. A distracted attention may see these as a series of random events. A heart focused through the practices of Lent sees them through the lens of God. Maybe almsgiving is a matter of a change in perspective of our attention, looking at the events and people in our lives. One illustration. I've heard more than one person say in my visits to the county jail, they have come to see their time incarcerated as a time out of sorts, ordained by God as an opportunity to get them back on the right path. Some say getting arrested saved their life, literally, from an overdose death. What a powerful example of interpreting the events of one's life, even the most difficult, as having intrinsic value if viewed from the perspective of God. This Lent, maybe what we need from the Lord is to give us the grace to see as He sees. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, almsgiving is a matter of giving, a matter of giving our attention to God. Help us, Lord, to see the world as You wish us to see it, to see Your purpose in the knowing that Your Spirit will grant us the power, the love, and the self-discipline to accomplish all You are calling us to do and to be. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.